You got to follow me through all of this. Senator Tim Scott announces his run for president. He had already announced the exploratory committee, and he's got the ads out there, and he's got the big event out there. And Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina is a black man, and he is certainly not afraid to engage in some of the conversation specifically about race. Well, when you see the reaction to his running, you're going to ask yourself a unique question. How is it that the political left calls the political right racist all the time when they say things like this? Tony Katz, good to be with you. 93 WIBC, good morning. This is part of the kickoff that Tim Scott had of his presidential campaign, and he has on stage a black woman and a white woman. He's talking, and then we get to Joy Reid's commentary.
For those of you who wonder if America is a racist country, take a look at how people come together. All of God's people come together. Black ones and white ones, and red ones and brown ones, working together because love, unconditional love, binds hearts together. We are not defined by the color of our skin. We are defined by the content of our character. And if anyone tells you anything different, they're a lion.
Now, it's clear that one of the things Tim Scott is doing is saying to the evangelical voter on the political right, I'm your guy. And if you wonder why he's pushing so hard, it could very well be argued that he needs to solidify that base early to propel himself to having opportunities often. Here is how Joy Reid at MSNBC responds.
Oh, Lordy. Xenophobia, the bootstrap lie, displaying black people, and this quote of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., three of his party's favorite pastimes. But what do you expect from the politician who back in 2017 appeared in a cringy and now deleted video for Senate Republicans deploying stereotypical jive talk to tout the overwhelmingly white right-wing party's tax cuts for the rich? The lone black Republican senator's line in that ad? Keep your money.
Now, this is the start of referring to Tim Scott as a token. Tim Scott's not really black because he's conservative. Something you have heard in terms of how the political left speaks only here, only this show. For the political left, if you're black and conservative, you're not really black. If Tim Scott said, keep your money, he'd be accused of not speaking to the people. When he speaks to the people, the way the people might speak, well, then it's just, you know, it's all a bit of coordination for the white guy. Joy Reid's bigotry is palpable here. But maybe not as much as Whoopi Goldberg's on The View.
No, so I want, you know, listen, if he comes out with something that makes sense, that's what will make him sparkle. Tell us what you're going to do.
Yeah.
You come out and you say, well, I'm going to make sure that, you know, I do the strictest abortion law. Mm-hmm. That's not going to fly.
No.
That's not going to fly because you have to be here for the entire nation and figure out what's going to work for everybody, not for just one side, because we've already had it and it doesn't work that way. It's not a good,
you know,
it's not a good
look.
I don't
think he's, I don't know, maybe, you know, I don't want to assume what he's in it for, but I don't think he has much of a chance of winning. Let's just say that, the Republican.
Well, you never
primary.
Know.
But I think his voice is important. Look, one of the things he's done
gotta
in the
tell
Senate.
He's got the truth, though, baby. He's got to tell the truth.
No, and so, and he speaks about things like after the police shootings in against African Americans in 2016, he did some speeches on the Senate floor mm-hmm. that were incredibly impactful about what it's like to live in America, what it's like to live in the South. Let's remember, he's from South Carolina, in the skin of a
but
black
he
man.
He ignores systemic racism.
Yeah.
He no, pretends
but
that it's
but what I'm saying thing. To you is that they're not here.
You see, now it's a debate on whether or not he's black enough. It's a debate on whether or not he's black enough. Now, you can argue, well, I think, that Tim Scott needs to be able to put out a message. He needs to be able to put out a statement. He needs to be able to connect when it comes to policy. That is absolutely true. But now we're going to question whether or not he's authentically black, which is the conversation that they're having. I mean, Whoopi Goldberg said that he's got Clarence Thomas syndrome. I don't even know what to do with that statement. But I certainly know what to do with Sonny Hostin's statement.
Speaks about things like after the police shootings.
I already played that part here.
What I'm saying
to you is that they're not hearing it from Tim Scott. They're not hearing it, period.
One of the issues that Tim Scott has is that he seems to think because I made it, everyone can make it. Ignoring, again, the fact that he is the exception and not the rule. And until he is the rule, then he can stop talking about systemic racism.
That's one heck of a thing to say. Tim Scott is not proof that you can make it in America. Tim Scott's just lucky. We can't look at Tim Scott and say, not bad, because that will destroy the narrative. Tim Scott responds in a conversation with Trey Gowdy on Fox.
Absolutely. The answer is completely yes. Meekness is not weakness. I believe in the gospel. I believe Matthew 5:44 says, love your enemies. If you break in my house, I also believe in the Second Amendment. I'm going to make sure that we defend every single thing we love in this country. We have to ignore the far left by disproving their lies by our actions. Here's the funny thing. The host, Sonny, she wants to be judged by the content of her character, not the color of her skin. The fact of the matter is America is a story of evolution. Never told story of evolution in too many of our schools that are indoctrinating our kids instead of educating our kids. I'm not the exception. I'm actually the rule. Every kid trapped in a failing school today can look at big liberals, big labor unions, and blame them. Every parent who wants a choice, look to the Republican Party, look to the GOP, but more importantly, look at Americans, African Americans, Hispanic Americans, the majority of Americans all agree on school choice. What's in the way of that? What's in the way of providing a child with a better education and a better future? The radical left.
Tim Scott has possibilities. The knock on him is that he's too nice. He won't be able to fight back. I think that's a legitimate concern. But I think there is a segment of population who would just love to hear from somebody they consider normal. And the presentation, normal. So there's a real path for Tim Scott. I believe it's a path that takes Nikki Haley right out. I believe it's a path that takes Mike Pence right out. Is Tim Scott going to win this race? I think the chances of that are outrageously low. This is a race between Trump and DeSantis, who may very well announce his run this week. I mean, that's who the race is between. Does Tim Scott have a path? Yes. Can that path grow? I guess it depends on what the other two guys do.